Hello and welcome. My name is Darren Bennick. You've found your way to Dynamic Self-Awareness, and this is the Change Series. In today's episode, we are going to talk about this idea, or this feeling, or this dead set certainty that change is hard. And to be quite honest, I'm not going to turn around and say it's not. It bloody well is. It can be very hard. But I've found an easier way, and I'm going to get to that in a second, and that's the whole kind of gist behind dynamic self-awareness, is that the way we've been doing things, it's hard. It's hard work. Now, I can almost guarantee that all of us here, at one point or another, have failed miserably at trying to change. I know I have, and I know at times that failure has almost been overwhelming. And I can understand how, if you continue to fail at something, how debilitating that can be, and how you almost get to a point where, well, it's like, well, what's the point? Maybe I can't change. Maybe we're stuck in these patterns. And that's the big thing right there. It's a pattern. Okay. We're in these patterns and of held and stuck energy. And it's very, very difficult if you don't have the skills or the understanding or the knowledge to get out of those patterns. So we are going to very briefly explore this understanding of a different way of perceiving change. What we have in our society now, and you'll hear it in our language, is this notion of force and counterforce. You'll hear it in, say, the fight against cancer, or fighting against this, or, you know, I've got to fight back. It's this notion that you have to overcome a counterforce of some description. Linked in with that, with this idea that change is hard, is the fact, or is the perception, that there are so many choices. And if you walk into a supermarket, it's very hard to argue with that. There's so many different brands, there's so many different products. It's really tricky sometimes just to make a simple decision if you get too caught up in it. Then if you then factor in this notion of fighting against counterforces, it almost seems like you're fighting for every single inch that you take or get in your life. And that gets tiring. The fight gets tiring. The weariness of trying to change, and the feelings that come up when we fail to change, or that when we don't do as good a job as we think we're going to do. In that sense, yes, change is very hard. There is a different way to look at it, and that is from an energetic perspective, and this is the whole basis of dynamic self-awareness, is that if we come at things from an energetic perspective, we start to see a very different way of looking at change, in that it becomes more of an allowing change to happen. And I'll talk about this time and time and time again, is that deep inside of us, we have evolutionary force within us. Well, I'll call it a force for want of a better word at the moment. In essence, I call it your energetic signature. So it's this, and it's all through nature. Nature has a purpose, and that is to survive and thrive and evolve, whatever that means. I'm not going to go into what the details of that are, because that's open to creativity and it's open to potential. I put forward to you that deep within you, you have the patterns that are trying to come out that are completely and totally you. The patterns that we're caught up in, we're trying to change externally because we're not understanding and we're not feeling the patterns inside of us that are trying to emerge. Now, the word education is very, very interesting. The word education means, it comes from the root word to educe, which means to draw out. So we tend to think of education as trying to push information in, or trying to take in externally what we need to know. Whereas a more truer understanding of education, in my opinion, is to allow these patterns, these natural patterns that are that represent us to come out, and we use the information that we gather through knowledge and learning to help us express those inner patterns. Okay, so we go and learn something to empower us to move forward, to empower us to understand ourselves, to empower us to create an external expression of what's inside of us. So we go and do work that allows us to express our potential. We take on hobbies that allow us to express what's inside of us that feels good, that feels right. So if we're trying to do things that aren't based on our energetic signature, that aren't based on our evolutionary purpose, it's not going to feel right. And it's going to lead us further and further away from ourselves. There's also a notion, and I really don't want to go into this too deeply, but we are working behind from the get-go. And that's due to certain patterns that are laid in without our knowing. And that's the basis of trauma. I won't go into that right now, but I definitely, that is a huge part of healing. If you're not healing the held energy patterns of trauma, and everyone on earth is subject to the effects of trauma, okay? Trauma is not just going to war or having someone attack you or any of those major things that we might think of trauma as being. Trauma is very, very different. It works on an energetic level. It's very subtle, and it starts from the moment that we are conceived, okay? From the information that we get through our DNA, through our genes, that comes down from our ancestors. It's, you know, affected by our parents and their views and the way they were brought up and their own traumas. It's a very, very complex problem with a very, very simple answer. But again, I don't want to go into that right now, but just know that there are external reasons. I don't mean external forces or counterforces, but they are what I mean by external reasons is that these energetic patterns are kind of hidden to our everyday awareness. There are ways to access them, and I do this quite comprehensively within dynamic self-awareness and as a in a counseling perspective. But just know that don't get too down on yourself, I guess what I'm saying. Once you understand how these patterns are laid in and how to recognize them, then you won't get so down on yourself. But just know that there are things working against you, and there's not much you can do about that until you actually access and remove and take the charge away from the patterns. But that's the mind-body healing side. So you can still work on the mind-body training side, and this is kind of what this change series is all about. It's to start to implement a training discipline for yourself based on what you need, and within dynamic self-awareness, I will show you how to really hone in on what it is you need and want. One of the other episodes that I'll be doing in the change series is literally that, you know, people not knowing what they want. It's like, okay, if you took away all those problems, then what? And that's a very confronting question for a lot of people. But for now, is change hard? Yes, in the present way that we approach it, of trying to fight things, trying to use our willpower, trying to motivate ourselves when we feel shit in trying to do something differently, you know, going, oh my God, this feels horrible trying to change this. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel natural. Like, why would we try and change if it feels that bad and it is that hard and we get very little results or benefits from it? I'm going to put it to you that it's because we're using this force and counterforce way of understanding change and way of trying to implement change, when there is a much simpler way that you use your awareness to access, and you use your full range of awareness, so your body awareness, mind awareness, and energy awareness together. When you bring those things together, you actually are immersed in the change itself. So you're not trying to push it from the outside, and you're not trying to manipulate it. It just comes out naturally. It feels right from the start. You don't have to do anything. It's like you've just set the course, and then you've got to just keep your little boat going down the river. If that seems really, really simple It's because it is. The actual change itself happens in an instant. The lead up might take a long time. It might take years. But the actual moment of change happens in an instant. Staying in that change, that's the trick, okay? And that's where dynamic self-awareness steps in. So if you would like to learn more, keep going, okay? Either take one of the basic courses, check out the rest of my material, keep listening to the podcast, and explore energetics, explore dynamic self-awareness, and start to figure this stuff out for yourself, because that's what I did through trial and error. I would say that if you kind of, you know, allow me to guide you, you might shave a couple of decades off. But once you drop into this understanding of change from an energetic perspective and allowing it to come from, you know, within and motivate you from within, it's a very, very different way of approaching change. And it's a lot easier to stick with because it comes from you. It comes from inside of you. It's your own internal process that's happening naturally. It's your evolutionary purpose to allow these patterns to come out and to allow realignment from where you've gotten a bit off track to come back on track. So you don't have to fight against anything. You just kind of let that that one go, okay? And there's processes to do all of this. There's processes, okay? Everything has a process. Things don't just disappear. Okay, there's a process of decay and there's a process of growth. There's a process of the transition between the two. In anything, there is a process. And if you can figure it out one way, it works the same way in reverse. Okay, that's one of the principles of life. If something works one way, it works the other way too. There's many, many different ways of applying these principles. Many, many different ways. Once I show you the rules of the game, you can start to come up with your own ways. And that's the whole point of this, is it's to empower people, to educate people, to draw out their own understanding of these natural life principles. That's what we're here to do. Okay, it's our evolutionary purpose. It's not up to everyone else. It's not up to experts to tell you. It's not up to authority to figure out the rules of the game. It's up to you. It's up to each and every single one of us. And that's more important now than ever, is that we get an understanding of ourselves and we figure out who we are and why we're here. Anyway, that'll do for now. See you on the next episode. If you'd like to get on my newsletter, please do so. I will sort of keep you in the loop of where my head's at, and you'll get I think my book is on offer at the moment, my ebook, and that kind of gives you a broad overview if you like reading. If not, take one of the my little introductory courses. I call them workshops, and they're very specific on certain things, like if you feel depressed, if you feel anxious, if you feel stressed, any one of those little problems that you might be having, dive into one of the workshops. It's very, very quick. You pretty much have a way to deal with those things within an hour. That's what they're designed for. So they're a very, very easy way to get into dynamic self-awareness, and then you go from there, depending how far you want to take this. But just think in terms of mind-body healing. So we're going to remove, you know, whatever problem there is, let it dissolve, okay? Rather than fight against it, we'll just let it dissolve. And then we bring out our own internal training, our own mind-body training protocols, which will be defined by your own beingness, okay? These patterns are inside of you. They are just waiting for you to bring your awareness to them for them to emerge. And once they start doing so, you'll be like, oh, okay, this feels right. This feels natural. It actually feels familiar because I've felt this before. But don't just take my word for it. Try out everything that I say. Like everything that I talk about, everything that I propose, there's practical applications for. There's little exercises that I've come up with that mimic the principles in order to get us in touch with the feelings and in touch with the energies until we can just navigate with them ourselves. See you on the next one. Bye for now.